Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are with us this Thursday afternoon to help you design or maybe redesign your home, office or your study space. Jenny Sheehan, who is of course the co-host of the Rip It Up Renovations podcast, is with us in studio, as is interior architect Jenny Butler. Good afternoon to you both. So Jenny Sheehan, if I am thinking of creating a home office for myself, where do I need to start?
Do you know what? I'm going to come back to one of my favourite topics on this. Overall, this is one of my favourite topics. I do love a home office. I have a master's in ergonomics, people might not realise.
Right.
It's lighting. People forget about lighting all of the time. So it's not necessarily where you need to start, because you need a bit of a workspace, probably not as much as you think. But lighting and making sure that you can sit comfortably and that you can, you know, operate. I think what people jump to is space. I need a big, clear worktop space that I can plonk all my stuff down on. But you don't need that much space typically, but you need to make sure that it's somewhere you're sitting comfortably and it's well lit, because it's very hard to keep working when your eyes are strained and tired. It's a huge issue.
So decent office furniture, I suppose, is the first purchase, is it?
And I would say storage as well. So make sure that whatever you're buying, I think those clear desks with no drawers underneath is a disaster. Whatever you're buying, I would make sure you have easy access to putting things away at the end of the day, because no matter with your best intentions, paper will pile up and things will get cluttered and you'll have additional yokey-majiggies to attach your monitor and whatever.
Yeah, I know. There's laptops, so, there's cables, there's laptop stands, there's headphones, there's
Rid of the clutter, put it into a drawer, and then make sure that you have comfortable seating, and then make sure you have really good lighting.
When you're designing now for people, Jenny, homes, when they're maybe redesigning rooms that they have, are many people incorporating an actual office into that space?
They are. I'm probably more like, if they are incorporating a home office, funny enough, a lot of people are doing it in, like, you know, the garden room showmers. They might be making it an office stroke gym.
It's an extra room
like
nearly.
That. Yeah. Or they're doing it, a lot of people are converting into their attics, doing it in that space, or doing it in an extra bedroom. If we are doing it in a bedroom, I kind of like to make that space a little bit multi-purpose if possible, whether that's putting in a hidden bed or like a cupboard, you know, to store, like, you know, your yoga mats, all those kind of things. I don't like to have it be took, because I just always think, you know, we're so busy. A lot of people just don't have time to go to the gym and they want a space to store all that stuff. But just, you know, as to Jenny was saying there with the storage, if you're adamant to have, like, you know, the sleek sort of table, you definitely need some sort of caddy on wheels or something, because I just think psychologically, if you leave everything out, if you're anything like me, my office at home, and, like, the notebook will be there and I'll walk past it at, like, past them at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, just maybe get a few more notes there.
Yeah.
So I do think there is an element, as Jenny's saying, to put everything away, so that, because when you're in an office and you leave every day, that's it. You close the door in it, where you do have to be more disciplined when it's at home.
Yeah, well, when you're at the kitchen table, you know, where you're in a corner of the sitting room and then you're trying to, you know, finish up work at 5:05, you're just walking back in or staying within the same room. So there needs to be some differential.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm in no way taking my own advice here. The more often than not, I will be working, and my husband very kindly will come and bring me my dinner and I will keep working.
Yeah.
If I'm desperate for doing it and it's something I do need to become more disciplined in. I've actually even had a few clients say that they're actually now opting to really not work from home because they would actually have a desk area in their bedroom, and they just found from the moment they woke up at 6 o'clock, they could see the computer at the end of the room, and they were just straight into it, thinking about it immediately. So I think COVID in a way has kind of had a knock-on effect to that. People are really struggling to have that separation now.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for your questions today for the Home Squad. Listener wondering about the stand-up desks and office spaces. How actually beneficial are they?
They're really beneficial. They're hugely helpful. There's a big movement that's been going on for years now around NEAT exercise, which is, you know, the concept that you don't just have to go to the gym and sweat for 40 minutes or an hour or whatever it is, but it's the small movements up the stairs instead of the lift, and walk every few minutes or whatever it might be, the kind of more constant, regular, small amounts of movement. So it's non-exercise thermal activity. So if you're standing at a standing desk, you're increasing that. And it's really, it's better. It's good for your, it's good for your posture, not only just burning calories and energy, but it's really helpful. It's really, really good. You're not just slouching over and sitting
like
at a chair,
I am right now
upright.
Here in the studio.
Yeah
maybe and I could benefit from a stand up.
I would ask the boss. Yeah.
And the,
obviously there's the expensive ones that are motorized and they move up and down, and that's amazing if you can get it. But you can get really good stands, just laptop stands that sit on top of your desk. I remember Flying Elephant was one Irish company that made them.
Yeah, they were a real COVID thing, weren't they?
They were huge, yeah. But there, you can just get them folding things, and you know, if you want to stand up, then you put this thing out, put your laptop on it, and you stand up for a while and sit down for a while.
Listener says they're currently looking at the prospect of buying the Murphy bed / office. I know Jenny Sheehan is a big fan. Are you, Jenny Butler?
I am, and I think that back to what we were saying and what I was saying about the multi-purpose room. You know, the hidden bed, the Murphy bed is a great thing to have for that, and I think. There are hidden beds now that you can put up, and actually once the bed is folded up, they actually have like a fold down desk with them as well. So it all is incorporated into one.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
How durable are they though?
I mean, I think they are quite durable. They come in like a really classic, like white finish and stuff like that. There's a load of brands that do them. But I think they're like, I think if you are stuck for space, I think it's a really, really good shout.
Nifty way to do it. Expensive? I know there's multiple companies, by the way, doing it, not
there's
just one.
There's a few. But one reached out recently, actually, Hidden Bed Ireland, and I had a good look through their catalogue, and they were really, I was really impressed with what I saw. There's Wall Beds of Ireland have a good range as well. So it's the same. I mean, it's a piece of furniture, the same as you can get from IKEA to custom wood joinery. You know, you just have to go and assess the quality.
How much do you want to spend?
It's going to be the connections here, you know, the hinges. And
now, this listener has an office, but they're wondering, what's the best colour to paint it? Our own office is just white. It's very uninviting. We haven't got around to doing anything with it yet. I would like a dark green, but is that too much?
I have painted my home office in Studio Green by Fallon and Ball. And I love it. It's a dark, dark, really dark, deep, rich green. And I find it a very calming,
frantically Googling
soothing
that
colour. So I can wholeheartedly endorse
it. Even if it is that dark.
Well, what I have actually done is I've taken it halfway up the wall. So I've wall panelling halfway, and it's on the lower half, and then the upper half is actually a very fun gold polka dot wallpaper. So
wow.
Quite different. But
love it.
I do find the green very soothing, yeah.
Best colour for an office?
I would totally agree. Love green. I also love a bit of a wine burgundy. I just love a cosy colour. I think if you're in white, it reminds me of being in the dentist. And as much as I don't really like going to the dentist.
So
I want it to be a cozy
like a
space that I want to be in. And whatever I think of, you know, the old kind of pubs that you go into, if you wanted to have a quiet chat, it's when you gravitate towards the corners where it's like feels comfortable, feels like a living room. If you're spending 8 to 10 hours in this space, I want it to be comfortable.
That'd
and
be
real
nice.
Cozy and not something I want to avoid.
Adrienne says she recently got an under desk treadmill from my standing desk.
So did I.
And it's fantastic. I can actually exercise and work out at the same time. We tried to do that here with John Belton in the studio one day. I don't recommend trying to present a radio show while walking along on this, on the moving, on the standing treadmill. Listener looking for advice for making a press for a box room over a large stairs cavity. I know what they're talking about. You know the little bit in the small box room that kind of,
I know
the
bit
of
where the riser is
that comes out. Yeah.
They're
looking to do something, some sort of box or something, make something the most of that.
I think you can definitely put in, I put storage over those all the time. I actually just did a project where that was actually one of the kids' rooms, and we actually did a, I'm back to bespoke joinery again, but we did a built-in, you know, the trundle beds that have the drawers underneath, and then actually where the riser was, we just put a faux drawer on the front of that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It just meant that we could put the bed up against that wall, and it meant the other side of the room then we could use for their wardrobes, bookcase and desk, and it freed all that up because it is a bit of an awkward little one about how to treat it.
I actually have that on my own in the box room, and instead of putting in bespoke joinery, I got the organized store have, the, you know that unit, you know the
Alpha.
Alpha system.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's a kind of a cheap solution to just put in drawers and shelves that's standalone. It doesn't have doors though.
And you can move it, but you can put doors in front of it because I have the Alpha system as wardrobes, and I just got doors made in the panelling centre and they look like wardrobes from the outside. And then you can move it. So if this is a temporary solution for you, listener, and you don't want to invest in joinery, that's a brilliant idea.
We have a tiny spot at the very top of our stairs in our home, a little chubby hole. So I'd like to put a desk in there. Any advice on making it work or what should we avoid?
I think you're back to joiner, I think, as much as you can. You really don't need as much space as you might think.
Just
you know?
Buy a desk.
So I would buy the desk. I would probably put shelves above the desk because you might not have space underneath. You might be banging your knees against drawers if you try to put space underneath. So I would put shelves up above to put away anything else that you might need. I would crucially close it away if you could, and I would get the lighting right. Definitely get the lighting right.
Yeah, even a wall light or something. If there's not going to be that much space, you don't want a desk lamp taking up half of the counter space. So even if you could introduce a little wall light, or even if you, what Jenny's saying about the joinery, even get like a little grommet cut out of the back, so at least it keeps the cables at the back keeps that tidy, and then get, you know, little cable caddies then you can get underneath. I think just trying to keep it kind of tidy that it's neat, not taking over your landing.
Just actually, recommendations for good desks. Anywhere you'd suggest?
Loads of options. Suppose if you want something on the high street, but you want something that's of like good quality, like office level quality, like brands like Human Scale and stuff like that are really good, and they do all those sit stand desks as well. If you don't want to spend money, like you could honestly look at things like IKEA and stuff like that. If you don't want to spend money, it just really needs to be functional. If you're also worried about the durability, you could also just get a glass top made for like 50 quid and put it on top. That's what I've done to keep it from scratching.
It's actually a good idea as well. More cost effective. And just finally, what sort of lighting do I need? Like, how bright should this light be above my office desk?
Yeah, so it's just critical that you're looking at about maybe 300 to 400, I think, lumens per square meter if you're being really specific about the bulbs. But what you want to make sure is that your head is not casting a shadow. So if it's overhead, just make sure, you know, if it's a spot that you can tilt or add a lamp so that you make sure that the you can point it in the direction that you want to point it in, that it's not getting dim and dark and that your eyes are getting tired at the end of the day and getting strained, because it's really difficult to keep working. That can have a huge impact on work. So light that you can adjust, that you can tilt in the direction that you want, and that's bright enough to stop your eyes getting tired. That's the most important thing.
Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage on social media, and co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and interior architect and design director of Jennifer Ann Interiors, Jenny Butler. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.